You made it to the sectional finals. You ended up losing to McDonald, but you guys fell down big, but you fought back in that game, and you really gave them a fight there at the end.
Yeah, McDonald really put it to us in the second quarter, and Jeff does a real good job at McDonald, and looked in the players' eyes at halftime and really wondered what I would get, and they came out fighting, and we cut the lead to 2 with just under a minute left, and McDonald held on and moved on to play Bristol, beat Bristol, and then went on to play Wyndham, and then Wyndham obviously won the district. So it was a great tournament. Paul Trina should be happy at Harding because a lot of fans came out, supported the event, and you saw some great basketball.
What's your final impressions of your JFK team as your season came to an end?
You know, somebody asked me today, aren't you glad this season's over? I mean, we had a long year, played in the North Coast League. But I had 3 great seniors, and the quick response and the only response was, no, I wish we were still playing because I had great people around me, my coaching staff. I had a great team of character, of individuals, and I just had a ball with them, to be honest with you. And, you know, most teams, when you're losing like we did for a long stretch, the wheels start falling off the bus, and that never happened with us. I mean, we enjoyed each other's company. We enjoyed the coach-player relationship, and there was a lot of tears when they walked out last time.
Yeah, the end of the season is so sad. Now that you're pretty much in the off season, what do you miss most about the about coaching basketball and being in the battle, like in the middle of all the action?
To be honest, what I miss is the relationships. I mean, seeing these guys day to day, breaking film down, practice time, eating dinner with them, just the day to day activities is what I miss. You know, basketball is a grind, and in one coach said, I think it's, you know, basketball season is like dog years. I mean, it's a grind, but it's a good grind. And, you know, tournament time, it's a fun time of year. It's like Christmas time to, I'm sure, a lot of coaches. And it's just something that is special about the locker room. I've never been able to get it out of my system. And I think most coaches would say the same thing. They enjoy being around the younger guys and their players. And if you're not happy with, you know, the relationships with your team, then you probably should get out of the business. But that's one nice thing about coaching is the relationships you build with young men.
Talking to JFK head coach Sean Papilia. Coach, I wanted to get you on here to get your opinion on this story. You talk about the playoffs, high school tournaments going on throughout the entire country. Up in Michigan, there is a school, Muskegon Heights, who used a tactic in the second quarter that's a little bit strange, and maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't, but just to review it to you and to anybody who may be listening, Muskegon Heights basically held the ball for 7 minutes out of the second quarter. In the second quarter, there are only 2 possessions in that quarter, the 7-minute possession by Muskegon Heights, and then the other team, Galesburg Augusta, had the ball once, and that was pretty much it. What's your opinion when you see a team just holding a ball like that and just using an obvious delay tactic?
Well, it sounds like Muskegon didn't play McDonald or Bristol because they wouldn't let you hold it.
Right.
I have never seen that, to be honest, Ellis. What's interesting about that is, what did the defense do? Did they sit back in a zone and allow the offense to hold the ball?
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, and I have never seen that before, to be honest with you.
What would be your reaction? Say you had your team playing zone and you see a team just holding the ball at half court, letting time tick away. What would you do?
You'd have to go after them. You know, I'm not going to let them sit in the zone and hold the ball and burn 7 minutes off without some activity. I mean, I think most coaches would get up and pressure the ball and make the offense in a trap situation, or make the offense try to attempt to score. But sit back in the zone and have the offense hold the ball and the defense sit in the zone, might as well sit on the bus. I mean, why play the game?
That's right.
You know, tournament time, it's all about possessions. It's a lot of chess match moves. It's a situation where you're really trying to think how you're going to win a game, even if you don't have the personnel you think can win a game. And maybe that coach thought, if I hold it and shorten the game, I have a better shot. Now, as opponent, I want to obviously speed the game up if they're going to hold it. And so there's chess matches involved, but I have never seen that, to be honest with you.
And what's weird, when I'm reading this story, and I have it posted on our Facebook page, Sports Radio Youngstown, is that the team that held the ball, Muskegon Heights, they're an up-tempo team. They like to get up and down the floor, but the fact that they held the ball is very perplexing. The coach pretty much just said that he wanted to stall it because he saw that the other team stalled, the Galesburg Augusta stalled it for about 45 seconds on the possession, so I guess he took it to the nth degree in that regard. But I guess what I want to ask you, Coach, also is – After this happened, a lot of voices have been crying out for installation of a shot clock. What do you think about the shot clock in high school basketball?
I've always been opposed to it personally. I think the action on the floor, most teams will shoot. If you had a shot clock, say in high school, 45 seconds, you have 10 more seconds than the college game. But I think activity on the floor, you don't see many teams, even without a shot clock, hold the ball for 45 seconds or longer. You may see that at the end of a game with, a minute 30, minute 40, you're trying to hold the ball for one shot or run the clock down and call a timeout, set up a play at the end. But I've never seen anyone, A, hold the ball for 7 minutes, and B, usually teams are shooting within that 35, 45 second time frame. So I've never been in favor of the shot clock. Now, that if you do have a shot clock, it changes the game completely. It would be a game changer, like the 3-point line. I mean, you get up pressure a lot more, take time off in the backcourt than in the front court. You pressure a little bit more because now you have a clock to contend with as your opponent. So it would change the game immensely, I think.
Would it change the game too much to where it would change high school basketball as we know it at this point?
Well, you wouldn't see, obviously, like Muskingum did, hold the ball for 7 minutes. But, in the back of my mind, I just don't think teams are going to hold the ball for 45 to 60 seconds on every possession. You rarely see that. And usually teams get it, set their offense up, and run a play and score off it or miss off it. You get a rebound, it gets put back up, and then you're going down the other way.
Talking to JFK head coach Sean Pompilia, Coach, you obviously you have other coaches, other friends, and that are high school head coaches as well. Have you ever talked to them? Have they ever mentioned having a shot clock in high school basketball?
I have not. We have not talked about, a rules that could come up. Obviously, we've communicated and talked about, what the existing rules are and our opponents that we play and game films, things of that nature. But shot clock has never come up. I know the OHSAA had a vote on that, and it was defeated. So, most high school coaches that voted in that had the vote that they did not want a shot clock. So the OHSAA, I know, has looked into it.
When that came up for a vote, how long was the shot clock going to be? Like how many seconds?
I want to say 45 seconds, if my memory serves me. Now, I could be corrected by another caller that calls in today, but I thought it was a 45 second that they had, and there might have been options in the vote. What would you like to see? 45 seconds comes to my mind.
And how badly was it voted down? Was it a great majority? Was it a close vote?
I don't remember the number, to be quite honest. I know it did get defeated. Kudos to the OHSAA for looking at different ways to improve the game. And that was one aspect that they looked at and seeing how they can improve the high school game, which, that's admirable on their part to even look into it.
All right, Coach, I appreciate you coming in with me at the beginning of the show and going over this story with me. I appreciate your insight. Thanks a lot for your time, and have a good weekend, all right?
Ellis, thank you for all that you did during the season. I know some of our games were painful to watch, but I do appreciate all your support and you coming to our home games and to our games, and the Kennedy community definitely thanks you.
Not a problem, Coach. You're very welcome. I had a great
okay.
time.
All right, take care.
All right, you too. That was JFK head coach Sean Papilia with his thoughts